This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
FranklinArmory.com. I'm going to be hanging out with them in Las Vegas. See you there. So, since things are going to be a little abbreviated this week, I decided to reach out to the people that normally would be hanging out and doing things with me and see if we could get that done before we get on Fly the Friendly Sky. So joining us now from The Truth About Guns is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir. I can hear him, but I can't hear him. I hear you, but you need to be turned up. There you go.
Oh,
okay.
Better?
Yeah, that's more gooder. All right, we are okay. Good to go.
Better
good to go. Good. Yep. So, what's happening in the wide, wide world of the truth about guns?
Well, let's talk about a story that hasn't gone up yet. It will in about an hour.
Oh, okay.
We got a press release from the Gun Owners of America. There's a case in Kansas. Kansas had, back in 2013, passed a law called the Kansas Second Amendment Protection Act. And it said that any firearm or firearm accessory that was made, sold, and used within the state of Kansas is not subject to NFA regulation.
Okay.
A couple of Kansans took that to heart. They bought suppressors, and they did not register them with the ATF, and they didn't get a tax stamp. One of them made a video of himself using it, and the ATF saw it, and they prosecuted him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was convicted of a number of felony counts. Fortunately, the judge sent him to supervised probation, so he won't have spend any jail time, but he is a convicted felon. He lost his gun rights. The GOA has taken up his case and has appealed for him first to the, I believe it's the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals that upheld the conviction. And now they have filed for cert with the Supreme Court, and they're challenging the National Firearms Act on a few different levels.
Right.
Interesting. They're saying that the NFA can't any longer be justified as a tax. They're saying it's basically regulation disguised as a tax. And that because it it basically, and then they're saying that if they then do consider it a tax, it's then a tax on a civil right, which the Supreme Court has frequently held is unconstitutional.
Right.
So we'll see if the Supreme Court is in a mood to take this case. They haven't been in a mood to take many Second Amendment cases in quite a while, and a lot of lower courts have thumbed their noses at the Heller decision and the McDonald decision.
I wonder if Ginsburg would actually participate in that right now, because she's not at the Supreme Court. She's not working at the Supreme Court. I wonder if they lose a vote because of that. It'll be a very interesting thing. I guess we'll see. Huh?
Yeah, we will. I mean, the Ginsburg question is interesting because we've been waiting for their decision on another case that has gone to conference, we understand.
Right.
It's the New York Rifle and Pistol Club versus City of New York. That was supposedly went to conference first week of the month, and we were supposed to have gotten a decision on the 7th. It was relisted. They were supposedly then to have had another conference this past Friday, but nothing was announced on Monday. So the thought is they're waiting for some disposition as to her. They want her to participate, or they're waiting. I'm not sure for what. Maybe the votes aren't there. Or maybe they don't want to take a vote until she's back. They don't want to do it on a 4-4 basis. I think it only takes 4 votes to grant cert, though, I believe.
Right.
So maybe it'll happen this week. One person I talked to who watches these closely thinks it's actually a good sign that this keeps getting relisted and nothing's come up. They think that they're making every effort to take this case because it is considered an ideal case for the pro-gun side because it's such a draconian restriction on Second Amendment rights in the city of New York.
That's interesting. That's sort of with this case in Kansas, isn't that sort of the way they're proceeding with that? They went straight to the Supreme Court, or has this already been adjudicated in other courts? Or?
They first appealed to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, and they upheld it. But, you know, I certainly not an attorney, but obviously there was no interstate commerce involved here.
Right.
That doesn't appear to be one of the bases for the GOA's challenge, though. They're doing it on whether the NFA is a tax or not, whether it's legal a tax. And instead, when the Tenth Circuit ruled, they said that the Second Amendment doesn't apply to non-firearms, that the right to keep and bear arms only applies to firearms, in their opinion. And the GOA pointed out that the Second Circuit, the Third Circuit, the Seventh Circuit, and even the Ninth Circuit has said the Second Amendment also applies to ammunition, to magazines, to the ability to buy firearms in a gun store, to practice in shooting gun ranges. So that was.
Doesn't it apply to tasers and stun guns too?
It has, yeah. That was the Massachusetts case, I think, that found it. It applies there. So, yeah, the Tenth Circuit's ruling that it only applies to guns is a real stretch and something that needs to be adjudicated, I would think. But if we get this New York Rifle and Pistol Association ruling and it results in strict scrutiny for the Second Amendment, that could change all of these things.
That's interesting. So, NRA... Since they went through their little change, they seem to be going the way of 2AF. They're bringing a lot of lawsuits, don't they? Aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, they obviously have a lot of resources and carry a lot of weight, and I'd love to see them participate in as many of these fights as possible.
Yeah. We could have a chat about the resources. Anyway, that's beside the point. That is beside the point. When are you going to Vegas?
Go Sunday evening.
I should have gone Sunday evening. If I wasn't thinking, I just said I'd just go Monday. But
well, we're always there for Media Day on Monday.
I didn't get invited to Media Day. Nobody ever invites me to Media Day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't care. I'll be going out there Tuesday night. I'm going to a private party. Anyway, coming up on the break, and of course, Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. And one of the more prolific gun blogs out there, if not the most prolific. There might be some that put out as much as he does. I don't think there's any that put out more than he does. And you just got an exclusive from him. It hasn't even been published yet. So you need to go check them out, truthaboutguns.com. Normally we're doing this on Friday, but on Friday I'll be packing my bags. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. When I get back from Vegas, we got one here. We're going to take it and we're going to run it. We're going to just run it to death. PDWC 11, check them out. franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. Since you gave us like an exclusive pre-publication for the next three segments, you have to do that as well.
I wish I had something juicy like that. I don't have anything more that hasn't gone up on the site yet. Another thing that we've talked about is something that's not exclusive, but it sure is crazy, and that's what's going on out in Oregon. The left coast just keeps engaging in what seems like a race to the bottom.
Right.
There's a law that's been proposed out there that would, of course, do universal background checks, but it ought to do background checks for ammunition. You couldn't actually even hand somebody some ammunition without that person undergoing a background check. It would limit people to buying 20 rounds of ammunition a month, unless they're shooting in an approved range.
Oh.
20 rounds per month, and there would be a 5-round magazine capacity limit.
I just picked up a an affiliate there, KSLM out of Portland. What are you guys doing out there? I mean, whose smart idea was that?
Well, apparently the sponsor, the person who drafted the bill, got his idea from talking to kids, high school kids, and what they thought was a good idea and would make them feel safe in their schools.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing about that. Okay, I don't mind talking to kids and everything else, but kids, when did they start making policy?
Yes, well.
And if they're going to be making policy, can they go out and get jobs and move out earlier?
You going to tie one to the other? Yeah, why
yes,
not?
Yes. Well, I mean, listen, if we're gonna do, I think they call it adulting. That's what they call being, existing now, adulting. If they're going to adult, they may as well do it all the way, right?
Yes. I've talked to some people about this law, and some people think it'll never pass. And one person was an interesting point. He kind of thought that this was an effort to change the conversation, to basically shift the Overton window of what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable. And if you think that, oh my gosh, they're going to try to limit me to a 5-round capacity, only 20 rounds per month, that's horrendous.
Let's make a deal, right?
Yeah, let's make a deal. Let's make it a 10-round capacity and 100 rounds a month.
And they'll be walking away going,
better,
sucker,
right?
Sucker.
Yeah, exactly. It's just trimming around the edges until, they're turning up the heat under the frog in the pan.
So right now in Oregon, what are the gun laws like? And, I mean, how radical a departure would that be, besides the fact that they would run into the same thing as New York? Because, I mean, New York... They keep passing these gun laws, and like in New York, they wanted to do an ammunition background check, right? But they didn't have the database.
Correct. Yeah, it was it was going to cost them millions of dollars to create whatever system they needed to do those kinds of checks. They don't have that because, I don't think they weren't going to hook into the FBI system. Is that right? No NICS checks on.
Well, I mean,
ammo.
A lot of places sell ammo that don't have FFLs.
True.
So they can't call without the whole licensing thing and everything else that would go along with it doesn't exist.
That's absolutely true, and I would assume that would be the same case in Oregon, of course. And I don't know if the bill includes funds to build such a database.
Of course
if
not.
The person who's drafted has even thought that far ahead. You know, if it's something like Nevada, where they. They'll figure that out after they pass it and realize that they can't implement the law at all, so it's null and void. Yeah, so. details of legislating.
You know, when you think about this, and now I never have thought of this this way, but since we had the NICS put in place, I can't think of any gun control laws that they've passed where they actually spend money to implement them. Can you?
Not off the top of my head, no.
So what we need to do is we need to make sure that we bankrupt. Hey, listen, this could be reverse Operation Choke Point. We could do reverse Operation Choke Point.
So have them implement a law that's so expensive to implement that it bankrupts them?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And let's, like they found out in Vermont, they wanted to do universal background checks, except they can't do them. But the police can't actually carry out the background checks.
Oops.
Yep. So, I never had thought of that before, though. But I find that quite interesting. I think there ought to be a dollar amount tied into that. I think they ought to hold up, for example, the magazine ban in New Jersey until they can fund buying back the magazines.
Yeah, well, that would be fine. Unfortunately, magazine bans in other states, as far as I know, none of them have made it to the Supreme Court, and none of them have been struck down on Fifth Amendment reasons.
Yeah, but how many of them have actually not been grandfathered when they enact the ban?
That's true. I think they all have. I think that might be the first one where higher capacity magazines become illegal.
Right.
So, yeah, that would be a true takings.
So, yeah, I think that's the key. I think we need to, while we're in Vegas, let's go out there and get all the people we can and give them our idea to stop gun control. Then we'll just have to figure out how to implement it. We'll start our own gun rights organization. There'll only be two. We'll be like NAGR, where all the money coming in, we just pocket. That was mean of me to say. I know. I'm sorry. But nobody does. Does anybody do a strategy like that where they get out there and say, where's the Achilles heel to this law? Where we could. Because they've opened up the way here with the Nevada and New York with their ammunition and all this other stuff. New York with the SAFE Act, with the magazine capacity they wanted to have. They've opened themselves up to, but they don't think about what they're putting down on paper.
Well, they usually have no idea what they're legislating about. They don't know
right.
the details at all. Therefore, they end up doing something that has unintended consequences or that can't actually be put into effect.
Right.
And we should count ourselves lucky that they are that ill-informed.
Well, I don't want them just to be ill-informed. I want us to thwart them, Dan. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators today heard from William Barr, President Trump's pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. Things seem to go relatively smooth, and Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina tells Fox News that Barr will not stand in the way of the Mueller probe.
He made it very clear that even he would take a look at any for cause arguments and think it through. So there's no doubt in my mind that he wants to protect the integrity of this investigation. He wants it completed. He wants to report as much of it to the American people as possible within the law. But there's no question in my mind he's not going to stand in the way of this investigation. He wants it promptly completed and the American people fully informed.
Democrats were no-shows when it came to meeting with President Trump today at the White House to discuss securing our border and ending the partial government shutdown. The Dow on Tuesday was up 155 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
I'll be hanging out with those guys in just a few days. I will bring you a report of everything I find. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns. Let's see, we've had a hot off, it isn't even on the presses, and then we've come up with a new gun rights strategy. This is going all kinds of places. What is next, sir?
Well, we've had a little accident in Iowa. There's been a years-long effort there to amend the state constitution in order to basically bolster the Second Amendment there and make sure that it is secure within the state that's covered by corn. They wanted to add a simple amendment to the constitution that says, and I quote, "The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The sovereign state of Iowa affirms and recognizes this right to be a fundamental individual right. Any and all restrictions of this right shall be subject to strict scrutiny." And that means, of course, that it has to pass any law that restricts gun rights would have to pass the highest legal level of a test. It has to be show a clear public benefit. I'm not an attorney, but anyway, it's the highest test that a law would have to pass in order to be considered a constitutional limit on its Second Amendment right.
There you go.
So they pushed for this for years and years, and finally, supporters this past March got the legislature to vote on it, and it passed with large majorities. The process, however, in Iowa for amending the Constitution requires. Pretty tough. It requires it to pass the legislature twice in two separate legislatures. So it did it last year, and it was due to come up again this year. However, before it could come up for another vote in the legislature this year, the Secretary of State had to publish notice of this in the state's newspapers. And he had to do it before the legislature got underway, I think was the requirement. But his office forgot to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
is he an elected official? Because that should be interesting the next time.
He is an elected official. His name is Paul Pate. And he issued a statement. He said, due to a bureaucratic oversight, my office failed to publish the required notifications in Iowa newspapers of two continuing resolutions passed by the Iowa legislature last year. I accept full responsibility for this oversight and offer my sincerest apology to the legislators and supporters who worked so hard on these bills. Unfortunately, what this does is it pushes the whole process back to square one. And
right.
We're going to have to start all over and get the legislature to do it again. The whole goal was to get the legislature to pass it a second time this year and then bring it to a vote of the people, which was the final test, in 2020. That appears not to be possible now, and the soonest it would probably end up on the ballot is in 2022.
Is this guy a Republican?
He is, in fact. as is the governor, who said, said this is really unfortunate. We'll do what we need to do to make it right. They're still working through what that looks like. You know, basically, this is government doing what government does with all the efficiency and competence we've come to expect out of big government. And, it's a mess. And these are the same people we're asked to
entrust.
To entrust our gun rights to and to,
yeah.
To legislate for us and act in our best interests. And this is the kind of performance we get. Or certainly the people in Iowa, who I'm sure are awfully angry right now.
I would imagine so.
How difficult this process is.
I know corporations, there's big corporations that have many, many moving parts. And they create. So they get it. They also, since they are creating their business model, they also create ways to manage and do things. Government, on the other hand, doesn't create anything. They're just a bunch of takers. And they can't manage anything, can they? I mean, even the most rudimentary of things, which how many of these things have come up before that they have missed putting up the notification in newspapers?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know how often there's a serious attempt to amend the Constitution in Iowa, but I can't imagine very many. So, yeah, I mean, this would seem to have been a big deal. It would have seemed to have been something that should have caught somebody.
Stood out,
Secretary of State's office.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and put it on your Google Calendar, and you're going to bring it up in time to the place he has. How
put it
hard
in the cloud.
Is that? Come on.
What I was getting to is if they did it all the time, okay, I could see if they, all right, we had 10 constitutional amendments. I forgot to post one. My apologies. But if this can't possibly happen enough to where it would become so commonplace that they would take it. I'd be out there. This is an amendment to the Constitution. Somebody should be holding it with gloves and taking it, putting it in a place underneath a light so we can all look at it. And
exactly. By definition, it's a tough process. It doesn't happen very often.
But yeah.
It should have commanded the proper attention in the Secretary of State's office, or you would think.
So I would imagine the Attorney General and the Secretary of State will probably be. I don't know. Is Iowa a pretty big gun state? I must confess, I don't know that much about Iowa.
I believe they have pretty good laws. From what I understand, they're not constitutional carry, I don't believe. I think they're more of a pro-gun state than anti-gun state. I believe both houses of the legislature and the governor are held by Republicans right now, I believe.
Right.
I don't know if that process, if they can make an exception because of a screw up like this, or if they really will force the advocates for the amendment to go back to square one. I'm sure they're looking at that because I'm sure a lot of people are going to remember next time it's time to vote. It's almost 2 years away, but Mr. Pate will not be popular among gun rights supporters in Iowa next time.
I noticed with the feds that Cornyn in the Senate and Hudson in the House have come up with the national reciprocity thing yet again. And I haven't looked at the Hudson bill, which they've actually had one pass out of the House, which just sat there and did nothing in the Senate for some crazy reason. And, if we wait long enough, we'll wake up one morning, there'll be about 30 states that are constitutional carry, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think we're going to get close to that at some point. We've got a number of other candidates. I know Oklahoma is probably going to be close, one or two others. That could very well happen. We ran a story on Cornyn entering that bill, and all of our commenters said, where the hell was he last session when they had him?
He's been doing that every year since 2013. Let's not butt into the break this time. We'll get back to that in just a second. Pay attention, folks. Would you pay attention? Dan is the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns, where he and a cadre of writers put 10, 15, I don't know. Well, I don't know what their record is, but they put the new content out there every day. Very prolific. Like I said earlier, there may be some that do as much, but there's none that do any more. Check them out, truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yeah, check them out. They're going to be at SHOT Show. If you're going to be in Vegas, go check them out at SHOT Show. And Dan and I will be the guys in the lobby being taken away by the LVPD in handcuffs. Come by and say hello.
If they can catch me.
Well, they probably will, because you can probably outrun me. I'm getting over bronchitis right now, so. You don't have to be faster than them, just faster than me, Dan.
Just faster than you.
That's yeah, yeah. So how would you like to finish this out prior to... Where will you be? Will you be in the press room? Will you be going around doing your functions and events? What will you be doing at SHOT Show?
Well, it's a blend of all that. We usually spend a lot, pretty fair amount of time in the press room, but we've got such a packed schedule of meetings with people on the floor this year. We can spend at least as much time on the floor as we're going to be writing up stories. So, yeah, it's going to be crazy.
How many of your crew will be there?
We will have 4 or 5 people there this year, and we're kind of cooperating with our parent company, Wide Open Media.
Right.
They're going to have 3 people as well, so it's kind of going to be kind of a team effort.
Right. I actually got a media pass, a broadcast media pass, but I don't get to be on Radio Row.
Oh, why's that?
Apparently NSSF, they use this vendor that's a radio guy. And when listen, dealing with radio people is a pain. It's a pain. Because, I'll call him up, and I was speaking with him. And he's like, well, of course, we have limited space. And it's like, dude, you got all these shows on Radio Row have nothing to do with guns. They got one from my network that has nothing to do with guns. And, you know, all they're giving him is a table and a chair. It's not like they're setting up this. It's not like everybody gets the NRA TV set up. So,
yeah.
So I'm just going to have the media pass. I'll be hanging out in the press room. I might do a little video in the press room, and I'm going to be doing a lot of video on the floor and everything else. We ought to shoot video, you and I.
Love to.
Okay. So, but we're also we're going to get into mischief. And anyway, how would you like to finish this off, sir?
Well, we'd like to note that with the inauguration of Governor Ron DeSantis, Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel finally got the short haircut he so richly deserved.
This week.
You know, as we said in our story, the only scandal bigger than how long it took to remove him was the fact that this guy's incompetence led to a number of innocent people losing their lives that day in Parkland High School. It was just, this guy has been a self-aggrandizing clown from the word go since this whole thing happened. You know, if anybody saw that CNN town hall thing, all he has done since day one is deflect blame for this. You know, all the news trickled out that, you know, first the resource officer stayed outside, and when his officers arrived, some of them stayed in their cars for 10 minutes. When they did finally come down, they formed a perimeter instead of going inside. You know, the Parkland Commission said that the Broward County officers were, quote, unprepared and overwhelmed that day. They had no idea what to do, which just it points to inadequate training. They had no idea how to handle the situation. Other sheriffs, other police officers from other agencies who showed up ended up basically taking charge that day because the captain who was in charge of the operation, Jan Jordan, froze under the pressure. She didn't know what to do when she got there. And in the meantime, the shooter was inside killing people. It was just horrific. So it was good to see that Sheriff Israel, while he has vowed to fight his suspension, he's gone and he's no longer haunting the sheriff's department in Broward County.
I noticed that he got out there and said, well, this is due to Dana Lash and the NRA.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, when in doubt, blame the NRA. You know, he said it was all politics. And of course, none of this has to do with him. None of this has to do with his performance. Never mind the fact that the Parkland Commission, which is made up of local officials, state officials, nobody with any NRA connection that I'm aware of, they concluded incontrovertibly that he did an incredibly poor job, such that the South Florida Sun Sentinel ran an editorial saying that he had to go. He had to be removed from office. And why Governor Rick Scott didn't do that earlier, I will never know. You can argue that he was waiting for the Parkland Commission to finish its work, but it did finish its work before he left office and became Senator Rick Scott. So it fell to Governor DeSantis, who wasted no time after being sworn into office and issuing an order to remove him from his job, and we applaud that.
I think Scott might have been a little distracted by this that county commissioner he was trying to get rid of that seems to be somewhat key to
the election commissioner?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that was ongoing on at the same time. So, you know.
Yeah. Also in Broward County, which seems to have metastatic incompetence problem among public officials there.
Now, see, this is why you're a writer and I'm not, because I just said it's something in the water. You go, metastatic, you know. Taking repurposing words. I love that. So that's cool.
We do what we can.
Yeah. So I guess we'll wait and see, because what is DeSantis trying to do with this besides having him suspended? Is he trying to depose him?
Yeah, I'm sure. I believe the process in Florida is the governor suspends them, and then the House or the Senate, I can't remember which one, votes to remove him from his job permanently. In the meantime, he's appointed another person as sheriff of Broward County, and I would expect that person is hard at work rebuilding the trust and training levels among the officers there. I think we quoted somebody there, Jeff Bell, the head of the Deputies International Union Police Association, said, Israel has turned this agency, the largest fully accredited sheriff's office in the country, into a political machine for his own well-being. He's incompetent, and he should be removed permanently before anyone else is killed on his watch. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, that's
a union head.
Yeah, that's that's about as good as it can get when you're getting declarative like that. So,
yeah,
we'll see. I hopefully some of these guys need to have their heads roll. I mean, a lot of people in this debacle, everybody involved in the decision making process. You know, and Israel should have intercepted him a long time before, but he didn't. And school and whoever the education guy in charge of education down there, all those guys, they all should be deposed at the very least. So
Superintendent Runcie, he was found to be very much at fault as well in terms of the security of the school and how many times this kid, before he took the gun in the school, popped up and it became obvious that he was a problem and that he was going to do something very bad one day.
Well, any lawyers that are going to be in Las Vegas while we're there, we're going to be needing some help very likely. Although I have Stephen Stambolia, we can probably get him. He'll be there, and I mean, he's the one arguing the Young case, so he'd probably know how to get us out of jail pretty
expensive. I'm sure.
So that
I just put.
Well, maybe we can just get a little ROR and then just jump on the plane and go and take off, fly the friendly skies. But anyway, I will see you there, and I look forward to meeting. I've never met Dan. I've talked to him, gosh, I don't know, 100 times, but I've never actually met him.
So, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. Truthaboutguns.com. This is where you can find the stuff that Dan oversees or writes. He and Kat Ainsworth and Jeremy and Mr. Taylor and all these other guys that are right, Dean Weingarten, all these people, you can go catch their stuff, the video reviews, all the other stuff at truthaboutguns.com. Thank you for taking the time to be with me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. When we get back, it's going to be Professor Paul Markle of the Student of the Gun. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.